Thank you, Dr. Irvin. As you said, my name is Bill Kreiser. I am a first-year master's student with Dr. Doug Soldat, University of Wisconsin-Madison. I'd like to thank you for giving me your time to present my research today, which was started as an undergraduate. So Trixpec ethyl is a very commonly used plant growth regulator on golf course putting greens. It's a class A plant growth regulator. And the product we used specifically in this study was Primo Max. Interesting thing about the label says that Primo Max or Trixpec ethyl applied at 0.05 kilograms of active ingredient per hectare will reduce clipping production by an amount of 50% and last in duration of approximately 4 weeks. It also says, however, you can adjust that rate and frequency to try to match environmental conditions and cultural practices, which may shorten the duration or the amount of growth suppression. Trixpec ethyl has been highly studied over the last 20 or so years, and it's been shown to increase turf quality, color density, and shade tolerance while also reducing mowing. Johnson, 1994, showed that Trixpec ethyl greatly reduced Bermuda grass clipping production. Fagernes et al. In 2000 described a rebound phase, which they called the post-growth inhibition enhancement of growth. And more recently, McCullough et al. Looked at Trixpec ethyl applications on creamy bentgrass putting greens and found that more frequent applications, weekly application, provided the most consistent suppression throughout the growing season and suppressed about 10 to 30% reduction in clippings, which is not 50% as stated on the label. The paper that really caught my eye when I was an undergrad was from Drs. Beasley and Branham when they linked Trixpec ethyl metabolism to air temperature. And so that led me to my research question. If we can track air temperatures and it's directly related to plant metabolism, can we develop a growing degree day model which can be used to predict the different stages of Trixpec ethyl induced growth regulation on golf putting greens? And if we can do that, what's the best reapplication interval to maintain consistent growth suppression throughout the entire growing season? So we have two major objectives. First objective was to calibrate a growing degree model and see if it's feasible in a golf course putting green situation. And the second objective is to then validate that model and toss across an entire growing season. The study was conducted on a 7-year-old L93 creeping bentgrass putting green, maintained as a typical golf putting green would be in the north. Got biweekly applications of 9.8 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare to try to maintain consistent growth in terms of fertility. We had six different treatments, four growing degree day reapplication treatments. So we had 100, 200, 400, 800 growing degree days. And that was simply calculated by adding together the mean daily air temperature in degrees Celsius. And once the desired threshold has been crossed, Trixpec ethyl is reapplied and the model is reset to zero with a base temperature of 0 degrees Celsius. We also have a 4-week reapplication interval as described in the product's label and a non-treated control which we will compare our other five treatments against to see if we are in a suppression or rebound phase. So the main means of data collection in this study was clipping collection. I wanted to get a very good resolution on what exactly was happening in day-to-day fluctuations in clipping suppression slash rebound effects. So we did it 5 days a week. We did it by mowing one pass down each plot, approximately 3.1 meters long with a Toro 1000. Then we brushed the clippings into a bag, removed sand debris by washing the clippings, dry the clippings, and mass the clippings. And since I started the study in June of 2008, we've calculated it's about 2,500 samples, so we have a pretty extensive data set across the two studies I'll describe today. We also collected turf grass color and quality weekly in this study. So I'll set this chart up in our results. Here's the 4-week reapplication interval, which is described as a label. Dates on the x-axis, the y-axis is the percent of clipping, relative clipping yield as percent of the control. So if you're below the red line, which is at 100%, you're in a suppression phase. If you're above the line, you're in the rebound phase of increased growth and clipping production. And the red arrows indicate reapplications of Trixpec ethyl. And as you can see, we first apply the TransPAC ethyl and you go into a short suppression phase followed by the rebound phase until TransPAC ethyl is reapplied, and then you go back into the suppression phase. And this cycling will occur as long as you keep reapplying TransPAC ethyl at a 4-week application rate in the summer of Wisconsin. So then we look at the different growing ingredient treatments, and we wanted to see, is there a treatment that's going to accurately suppress growth? And the 800 growing ingredient treatment, you found we only had 2 applications throughout the course of the study, and it did not provide consistent reduction in clipping production. The 400 also did not maintain consistent suppression. However, the time in the rebound phase is shorter than it was in the 800 in the 4-week phases. And then we get to the 200 growing degree days. And we found that 200 growing degree days, we were able to maintain consistent growth regulation throughout the entire course of this study. It fluctuated daily, but for the entire time, it was below the control plots. The 100 treatment also provided consistent growth regulation. However, you can see by the amount of arrows, it's not very feasible for to go out every 100 growing degree days, which could be 5 to 7 days in the heat of the summer. So another interesting way to look at this data was to plot cumulative days following tea application on the x-axis. So we can see what amount of growing degree days does it take before you get into the rebound phase. And so we look at the 800 growing degree day treatment, for example, here. You can see for the first 200 growing degree days, you enter into the suppression phase and you get to your maximum suppression of around 20%. Then for the next 100 growing degree days, you transition into the rebound phase, which will then last for a significant amount of time before TransPAC ethyl is either reapplied or the treatment goes back to approximately the growth rate of the control. To indicate this is happening more often, we pull the 400, the 800, and the 4-week treatments because they all experience both suppression and rebound phase, and you see that this trend holds pretty true. When you look at the 200 growing degree day application, we're maintaining a very consistent, approximately 12% reduction throughout the entire study period, 2008. One way we did statistical analysis of this was to borrow a method used by a plant pathologist usually, which we calculate the area under the growth curve. So we figure out the area underneath all those two colors. So in this example, I have the control plotted against the 200 growing degree day treatment. And then we'll enter those values into statistical analysis. And we find that the 4-week and control applications were not statistically different. However, the 100 and 200 treatments were statistically less than the control. So our conclusions from objective one, where we saw that the 4-week application rate didn't maintain suppression, and we saw approximately 20% maximum growth suppression at the labeled application rate. A growing degree system can be used to predict the different stages of TransPAC ethyl induced growth regulation. And if since it does, the 100 and 200 growing degree reapplication intervals provided consistent growth suppression throughout the entire growing season. So since that was done when I was an undergrad, we decided to validate it as a grad student when I had more time to do the entire growing season. So we started off right away in the spring, and we went all the way, and I'm still collecting clippings now. So this green is on a different green to show it's different grass, and it was in a different effect. But it's also maintaining the same mowing height, same fertility, just different grass species and different location. It's a 3x2 factorial, completely randomized design, with 3 application rates, the control, the labeled application rate, and then double labeled application rate, thinking that maybe we keep doubling the rate, we can see an increase in growth suppression at green's height. And then we have the 200 growing degree day application from the previous objective and the 4-week reapplication from the label. Clippings were only collected 3 days a week in this study just due to the increased amount of plot area or amount of subplots. They were also washed and masked. And chlorophyll index, as measured with a spectrum CM1000, and visual turfgrass quality were assessed biweekly. So here's kind of a busy graph. I'll try to walk you through it. Again, data is on the x-axis. And this is at the 0.10 kilogram application rate, so double what the label states. And the green line is 4-week reapplication, and the blue line is a 200 grain reapplication. And you can see the same trends we saw in the first year of the study. You're seeing the cycling between the suppression rebound phase at the 4-week application rate, and you're not seeing this a rebound phase at all with the 200 application rate, or frequency, excuse me. And then to plot the two rates across on this figure, both apply to 200 growing degree days, you'll see that even though we doubled the rate, we didn't see any difference at all in terms of the level of suppression. Again, we're seeing a 20% reduction in clipping. So we ran the same area under growth curve analysis, and we found that this shows that the 4-week application rates are not providing any more control than the, or any more suppression than the controls, while the 200 rate, especially at the low rate, statistically different than the controls. Then to look at turf grass visual quality, we found that increasing application rate did increase the quality. So even though it didn't increase the level of suppression, there was an increase in quality. At no time was there any kind of a burn that was associated with using Trinexpec ethyl. It only increased quality. And we also found, although not as illustrated in this figure, that the 200 growing degree day supplied consistent growth or consistent visual quality increase throughout the year, whereas the 4-week quality fluctuated. When the grass would go into a rebound phase, the quality would generally be similar to the controls. So reapplying every 200 growing degree days maintained a more consistent quality throughout the entire growing season. Similar results with the chlorophyll index. The higher the application rate, the greater increase in color, although there was not a significant difference here when it came to application frequency like there was in the quality. So our conclusions from objective two is we found again that the 4-week treatment did not provide consistent suppression, and the 200 growing degree day reapplication treatment did provide consistent suppression throughout the entire growing season. Again, it was a 20% suppression regardless of application rate, and we saw a sustained increase in quality in CI with the 200 growing degree day application at the higher application rate. So as a final conclusion from both objectives, again, a growing degree day system based on average daily air temperatures can be used to predict stages of TE-induced growth regulation, and the 200 growing degree day reapplication interval will maintain consistent suppression. The higher the application rate had the highest quality in CI, and the 200 growing degree day application rate sustained those increases in quality throughout the entire growing season. In future research, we just established a Poania true putt putting green half, and we started collecting data this fall on it, and it's just too preliminary to present that today, but we're going to continue the model research on the bent grass as we did last year with, and then duplicated on the Poania side this year, and just hope for some hot weather in Wisconsin so we can test it against a wider range of temperatures. So if I have any time, I'd like to ask for some questions. Yeah, and we actually have a study that shows the different rates. We're looking at nitrogen requirements with and without Primo using this model. And actually, as nitrogen rate increases, you'll see a little bit more level of suppression. So our current nitrogen rate, we're not seeing much suppression, approximately 20%, which is what I haven't shown in the literature previous, too. And next year, I do plan on increasing the annual nitrogen rate slightly to see. No, it's actually helping it. That's it.
One more. What's the difference in quality between the low and the high rate of Primo color thing, or the density, or some other thing?
It's mainly color. The density increase is pretty similar across the two different rates, but the color, it's pretty dramatic. You can see it pretty easily.
Okay. Okay, Frank, one more.
Okay, do you think it matters when you start, you know, when you put that first rate on, you look at that deep suppression initially, I'm wondering about start date. Did you think you saw anything relative to, I mean, you kind of started both at the same time, both years right at the same time?
Yeah, approximately. We started May 5th this year, which in Wisconsin was actually the pathetic day that the grass turned green. So that was right away in the year, beginning of the growing season. and we're continuing it all the way up to last week.
All right, thanks very much.
Thank you.